Only through the foot so he'd stand still to be hit. Wombats can't hold their drink, that's their trouble.
More recollections flickered across the smoky darkness of Rincewind's brain.
That's right, there were animals drinking in there.
Yes and no, said the kangaroo. I tried to explain.
I'm all ears, said Rincewind.
His eyes glazed for a moment.
No, I'm not. I'm all bladder. Back in a minute.
The buzz of flies and a sort of universal smell drew Rincewind into a nearby hut. Some people would have liked to think of it as the bathroom, although not after going inside. He came out again, hopping up and down urgently.
There's a great big spider on the toilet seat.
What you gonna do? Wait till it's finished? Fan it with your hat.
It was odd, Rincewind thought as he shooed the spider out, that a human being would, use the bathroom behind a bush in the middle of 1,000 miles of howling wilderness, but would fight for a dunny if there was one available.
And stay out, he muttered, when he was confident the spider was out of earshot.
But the human brain often feels incapable of concentrating on the job in hand, and Rincewind found his gaze wandering. And here, as in private places everywhere, men had found the urge to draw on the walls. Perhaps it was the way the light hit the ancient woodwork, but under the usual minutiae from people who needed people, and drawings done from overheated hope rather than memory, was a deeply scored drawing of men in pointy hats. He sidled out thoughtfully and edged away through the bushes.
No worries, said the kangaroo, so close to his ear that Rincewind was quite pleased that he'd already relieved himself.
I don't believe it.
You'll see them everywhere. They're built in. They find their way into people's thoughts. You can't outrun your destiny, mate.